The delegation of Cote d'Ivoire and commends them for the efforts being made to improve the legal framework of the institutional framework and public policies and human rights, including the implementation of its international human rights obligations and the recommendation of the last UPR cycle. We congratulate Cote d'Ivoire for the attainment by the National Human Rights Council of an A status. However, my delegation remains concerned about the continued child exploitation, particularly in urban areas, and the decision of Cote d'Ivoire to withdraw its declaration accepting the jurisdiction of the African Court on Human and People's Rights. In this regard, and in the spirit of constructive dialogue, we recommend that Cote d'Ivoire 1 review its prison policy to address prison overcrowding, prolonged detention, and safeguard the rights of inmates. 2, strengthen child protection by holding perpetrators of child and forced labor accountable and expanding access to education, healthcare, and social services for vulnerable children. 3, enhance mechanisms to enforce gender-based violence laws by establishing mechanisms to investigate and prosecute such crimes effectively. My delegation with the distinguished delegation from Cote d'Ivoire, a successful review. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam. Georgia, you have the floor.